Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday to you. I just now, well, I didn't figure it out. Wheels figured it out, what the Jerry Kelly song says. Every day, which, by the way, is a legit jam.
Oh, I love that song. One of my favorite songs.
So, said they were eating spaghetti, they started getting sweaty.
Yeah.
So they grabbed the keys and they ate it in the pan. I'm like, that's a strange decision. Why would you eat it with keys? Just grab a spoon. It was already in a pan. I don't know why you're bragging about this.
Right, right.
And then Wheels pointed out that it says, I grabbed the keys and ate it in the van. Which,
yeah, because they have air conditioning in the van.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the AC's broken. That's just why Jerry's going to come out and fix it.
I mostly listen to Jerry Kelly for the music, though.
Right.
I eat spaghetti on the way to work. Don't you guys?
In the car.
In the
van.
Car, you drive?
Yeah.
In the van?
I mean, Dave says he likes it, but like, can you name another Jerry Kelly hit?
JerryKelly.com.
That's the same song.
They've had a couple.
Yeah.
And then they did
fast
they did
and
one,
the cool, and they've got it going on.
They did one for us years ago. And,
it was when his friend Jenny came over for coffee.
Yes. Yeah.
And it started getting, I don't know, toffee. I don't know. I don't remember what the rhyme.
They grabbed the keys and started eating toffee. Andrew managed to piss off everyone at KFC today by ordering a KFC bag of juice.
Yeah. Is that what that is? It looks like an IV bag. It looks like a giant IV bag.
I think it used to be.
Yeah. Is it for gravy?
No, it's got tropical gravy? Passion fruit lemonade.
Oh, I was thinking, oh, so we're injecting the gravy now? Because it does look like that.
Right,
it looks like an IV bag. Yeah.
Yeah, no, keep trying. No, they'll think it's funny eventually.
Well, I was like...
Knives out early.
It's Monday.
They're the ones who are wrong, Chris.
Like the literal last person I go to think is something funny, I'll ask Andrew. He's the last person.
True. You make a joke and then your eyes look up right
at Andrew?
The guy sitting next to you.
You think I look for Andrew's approval?
His eyes look up.
Deep down you do.
I don't know. I know this though. Like pre-show, he turned off the monitor in the office because he said he was sick of you two guys.
Yeah. Had it with you too.
Yeah, what do you think it's like when we're sitting in the office trying to work and this dipstick's in there talking about God knows what and then wants us to pay tribute to him and, hey, pay attention to me being here. I have nothing to do with your show. I'm not bothering you.
If I told you guys what they were talking about when I walked in at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, you would sympathize with, you would take my side.
No,
now, I'm not going to say what they were talking about.
I had to go to the bathroom, and I got heat exhaustion and dehydration and needed an IV, and it was awful. That's what we were talking about, Andrew, is me almost dying.
What was the specific part you were talking about, though?
I had to go to the bathroom more than normal.
Could you describe it a little more, did to me?
Would it rhyme with smile-a-luria? Diarrhea? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know that rhymed with.
When Andrew gets a new office, you go with him.
Smile-a-luria? Like pile-a-luria?
All I'm saying is diarrhea is not the worst thing you guys have talked about on this show.
No, not at all, but it was a little early.
We used to have a whole segment on it.
Monday is at 4:00.
Well, and the thing is, 9 o'clock is early to you. My day is halfway over. I'm past my prime.
Yeah, that was the other thing. When I said it was a little early for all of this, Amy was like, well, for you, maybe. I've been up since 3 this morning.
Yeah, that's
like,
dinner conversation for her.
Yeah, you don't get to high road me because you get up at 3 a.m.
Also, he paid for the bag of juice with his Colonel Sanders bucks.
Yeah, I think that was the other thing they were mad about, because that's like $7 worth of a bag of passion fruit lemonade.
You are a bag of passion.
I used my Cluckin' Rewards points.
Is that what they're
called? Is this all real? Something are all
like,
of these things
something
real?
Something like that.
It sounds like a made-up language.
I can vouch for the bag's real.
Yeah, it's there. It's got lemonade in it.
Everybody was like, oh, what's that?
Amy really wants to say something about these KFC bucks. I can tell.
Please, I insist.
I don't have anything to say.
Yes, you do. You think it is pathetic that Andrew has KFC bucks.
No. This is a guy
that has more KFC bucks than actual bucks.
Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's actually correct.
Yeah, here's what I understand is Andrew can be totally fine talking about his clucking bucks with KFC, but is lying about being a rewards member at Casey's, which is a totally normal thing to be.
I'm not lying. I have rewards now. I got rewards.
Why did you deny it for so long?
Well, because I didn't have them until recently, but I got them under my wife's phone number.
Is this Gladys or whoever, Beverly?
Yeah.
Mary.
Mary.
wasn't there something about Casey's and he didn't want to have the rewards?
Yeah, I went to sign him up and I used his phone number and it said this number already has an account.
Because
yeah.
it was Sherry. But
he was hacked.
Yeah, it was the person who had my number in the past had the sign up under it. Yeah. So now I use my wife's number. But anyway, they were very upset about me ordering this. And
when you go look at your 401k, does it tell you how many buckets of chicken you have?
I have enough for like a combo meal. I'm doing pretty good on Cluckin'
but
Rewards.
Why were they mad that you were using your Cluckin' Rewards?
Well, I don't think anybody.
He's getting a little nervous.
If there's anybody in danger of saying that word, it's not Amy.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it is. When you're not used to saying it, you mess up. Mm. It's the innocent people who always do it.
Because Amy's innocent.
I don't think anybody had ever ordered the big bag of drink before. I've always threatened to, haven't I, Rachel? Every time we go down there,
you've been
there,
talking
I'm like,
about this for months.
Maybe I should get a giant bag of Pepsi. So today I decided to really go for it.
And you were in your car.
And I was in my car, and so I went through the drive-thru to pick it up. And they were like, just pull up. Just go up there. And I was like, well, it's in a tunnel. So I'm like, where do you want me to to go? And he's like, I can't deal with this. I can't talk to you. But then he like ran off with the empty bag flapping in the breeze.
Did this really happen?
Yes, this really
happened. Just like this.
That part I believe.
The bag flapping in the breeze.
I've been to the KFC downstairs once.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but if you ask anybody those places to do something they've never done before, you're going to get that reaction.
And then somebody else who I think actually did work there, because the first guy, I'm not sure. He was just wearing like a t-shirt and jeans. Like, I think he might have just been like a buddy of one of the other employees. He was like, if you go up and like around the corner and park in a, you can park on the side of the road and we'll just walk it out to you. And sure enough, they did. They walked out a big old bag of.
You should have seen him glug that thing into his glass.
It made a really bad noise when I was pouring it into the cup.
Probably similar to Amy this morning.
And the bag like moved in a really unpleasant, like it was tough. I was like, I wish I wasn't.
Yeah, wish they would have put that in like a gallon jug or something. There's something really upsetting about the bag.
The bag is really bad. And I knew it was. So when I started pouring it in and it started like, you know, the bag started like moving with the pressure and stuff. I was like, I wish it wasn't doing this in front of everybody.
Bag of soda.
No, it was a bag of passion fruit.
Passion fruit lemonade.
Nobody has ever ordered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's do that.
You can get a big old bag of Diet Pepsi or whatever.
I like it.
Yeah.
Is there
bring
any?
It in here.
Is there any shame that you ordered something nobody else orders?
No. No, not at all. It's on the menu.
You
I didn't go.
Stopped with, is there any shame?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He goes down with a shopping bag. Can you fill this with a little beverage for me, please?
That's what I'm saying.
They said to him, literally, nobody's ever ordered this.
If I brought in a garbage bag and I said, fill this up with chicken thighs, then that's a little shameful, but it's on the menu.
Isn't 9 a.m. a little early for a bag of soda?
It was 11. So, nice try.
And he's like, I got him now.
No, keep swinging.
Like,
you'll hit one.
Joe Biden all jacked up for the debate.
Yeah. He's been at Camp David all weekend preparing for this.
I've got the shot in the butt.
Drinking Red Bulls.
And then Amy's going to say, I think down deep you really do want him to think you're funny.
Although, you know what? I'm taking offense to Amy mocking Andrew for eating or having this soda at 9 a.m. When you eat like... You eat dinner at 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, you eat like an onion salad.
Yeah, you have like the weirdest. You don't eat breakfast food at breakfast time. You eat like steak.
Yeah, I think any food is fair game for breakfast, like burritos, tacos, pizza, steak. That's
breakfast
what I'll
burritos.
Have
but not lemonade. That's not okay.
Yeah, can't do lemonade. Can't do a giant bag of lemonade.
Bag of soda. No, 9 a.m. is far too early for a
with
lemonade.
The colonel's face on it.
You should never see the colonel before 9.
She has a point.
That is a good point.
Unless it's leftovers.
Unless you are married to the colonel, there's no reason to...
They don't serve breakfast for a
see
reason.
That face.
Man, waking up next to the colonel.
Is that your dream?
Oh, yeah.
It's been good.
11 herbs and spices. You tell him you found a 12th overnight.
Oh, damn.
It could mean anything.
Colonel Sanders, my love, I had the most wonderful dream.
My love.
I had the most incredible dream, Colonel Sanders, my love.
May I call you Colonel?
Yeah, I love that you're partners, but you're still referring to him as the Colonel.
Yeah, I mean,
Mike Pence calls his wife mother, so. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, we've had quite a first segment.
Colonel Mother. Well, does he have a first name?
Colonel Mother. Yes, Harlan.
Oh, Harlan, right.
How do you not know that?
I keep forgetting he's
a
real guy.
How do you know that?
I grew up with him.
Yeah,
they're buds. He lived down the street.
They're old buds.
Did you know it was Harlan? Colonel
I don't
Harlan
like your
Sanders?
Tone.
He used to be a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, he was like the Jack from Jack in the Box.
Because he was a real guy. Like, he lived. He's not just like the...
Didn't start until he was 66.
Ronald McDonald.
Bigger deal than Orville Redenbacher?
Yeah, I think so. Similar, though. Similar in scope.
Yeah, Redenbacher's not relevant anymore.
Ooh, shots fired. No, I'm glad they're not doing the thing anymore where they had like different people playing the Colonel for the commercials.
Yeah.
I wasn't into that.
No, I wasn't either.
I didn't mind the Reba one.
The Reba one was the worst one.
I don't remember that one. I remember Norm McDonald.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Kind of inspired by that, they brought
Did like Gaffigan do it once too?
Yeah, Gaffigan's been it. Reba's been it.
We're running down, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
I thought you were going to.
I just like to point it out so comedy fans can see what it looks like.
Let's keep going. Maybe it'll come around.
Yeah, it'll. Yeah. We'll pick it back up.
Yeah, we'll turn around.
Pretty sure Tim Matheson did one of those from Animal House. Okay. All right.
122 DGS. I love that the top story on the top of the hour at KMOX News today was you need a really good reason to shoot a bear. That just made me happy. They're like, let's dig deep on this and find out when you can shoot a bear. And the guy's like, you have to have pretty good reason.
What would be the good reason?
It's a bear. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like,
it's a good reason for me.
Threatening you.
You guys have bears out by the compound?
I haven't seen one. We definitely have bobcats that I've seen a couple times.
Those make crazy sounds.
Yeah, they're very creepy. But the bears, I feel like, actually like the city more because there was a bear in Eureka High School a few years ago. And then remember when Kevin Killeen was
That's
chasing...
the city?
Well, compared
from
to where...
the compound.
Yeah, from the compound. But remember when Kevin Killeen was chasing the bear around Richmond Heights?
Yeah.
That's like a city for a bear, I mean.
I'm actually thinking of Kevin Killeen walking around with a notepad and recording chasing a bear around.
I think that's what he did.
I'm on the trail of this bear.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when Trump did his crazy thing about sharks, you know, what if you're in the water with a battery and a shark, which is going to kill you first? Yeah. I didn't make a lot of fun of him because I'm kind of like that with bears. You know, like, I made the mistake of watching some show called, like, When Bears Eat Your Brother's Face or something like that. And then Amy's thing, walking up on a bear. Like, I'm going to Colorado, and I've got 3 cans of bear spray.
Mm-hmm. So. Our bears are good bears, though. They're sweet bears. They're black bears. They're
you're
nice.
So
well, don't say
bitch.
That.
No, yeah, don't encourage people, Andrew.
People I'm not walk a, up here. To them. Don't walk up to the bear. Don't approach the bear.
With a big bag of lemonade.
With your bag of lemonade that you're carrying with you. But also don't shoot the bear unless you've got a really good reason.
If anyone's getting eaten by a bear, it's you. You're gonna smell like the Colonel.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're sweet. I'm not running from a bear. They're very cute.
Anyone else have this complete change of topic? Anyone else have weird? Okay, I'll just say what it is. So it's like 100 degrees, literally tomorrow, 100, 101. And my air conditioners are pushing 20 years. So I'm keeping it, you know, like upper 70s, which is different for me. Oof. I know I'm usually like a 58 to 62 degree guy. However, I still, because of my weird physical needs, I have to have an electric blanket on my couch that I lay on. That I can then temperature control. Sometimes it's both legs, and I have it on high where it's kind of burning me a little bit. Sometimes it's one leg and one leg's out. But even though it's like 78 in my house, I need that electric blanket just for my weirdness. You guys have anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
That like your family makes fun of you for?
I don't have anything strange. It's like I got to sleep with a fan on or some sort of noise. That's it. I don't have anything like that, though.
When you're hot, I have to sleep with a blanket, like a sheet. People go, well, just like, you know, we'll use
can't
a sheet.
Do it.
I can't do a sheet. I need like the blanket to have some weight. Yeah. And so even if I'm really hot, I like need that comforter or heavy
100%.
Quilt. Yeah.
Yeah. I have the same blankets during the winter and then during the summer.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Wheels, anything? Well, who am I asking?
I'm thinking. I don't even.
Sometimes I pull the collar of my shirt up my chin and chew on it like that.
Okay.
While you're sleeping?
While I'm watching TV.
Oh.
And that's temperature regulation.
Yeah. I can't think of anything
else. I just imagine you getting, it's bedtime now, and you hit a button, you just lay back, and then you're just straight. And
no,
your arms
so
at
when
your
it's,
side.
When it's bedtime, here's the play. The bedtime is sleep. Bedtime is then you put the you get the headphones on, you throw on whatever heavy music, and then you fall asleep with that. And then once you fall asleep a couple times, you take that off, and then you're just done for the night. You're good.
You fell asleep a couple times?
Well, no, because occasionally you're going to wake up. You know,
yeah,
because like,
someone's screaming
yes,
in your ear.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, right. A certain part of a song will kick in, and you'll be like, oh, and then you fall back asleep, and then you wake up one more time, and all right, that's enough, I'm out. And then you go.
Buddy, this sounds so much worse than just going to sleep regular. That sounds horrible.
That's great.
I can't.
I'm asleep in five,
no
10
wonder
minutes.
You're dead inside, dude. Like, someone's screaming in your ear all night. Yeah. Someone's shrieking at you all night.
Not always.
You keep it on all night?
No, no. I usually it's the second time I wake up from hearing a noise, you know, drums kicking in or, you know, loud guitar solo or somebody. Awful.
That's
giving
another
the
weird thing I do.
Thing.
Even though the bedroom's upstairs, I keep Ancient Aliens going all night. It's just cozy.
Yeah.
Like some sort of activity.
Like downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're laying in a tent and people are up by the fire having a conversation. And yeah,
exactly.
It's like that. I get it.
You want to hear the saddest thing? That reminds me of the saddest thing I've ever done. Mm. So, like, having just lived alone forever in my apartment, I would go for runs, and when I would turn the TV on when I left for a run, so when I came back, cozier, and it wasn't just like a quiet apartment.
No. But I don't think that's weird.
I said it out loud one time, and I think it was Tom Ackerman was like, "That's really sad, Amy."
Wow.
Like, you need to meet someone. But it was nice to have the TV on when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
It was more inviting.
I get that completely.
No, I get it too, yeah.
I'm not just playing around.
Why don't you go get a bag of juice?
He's laughing. Oh, yeah, I get it too.
Do you have anything that you need to make your place cozier, or does that word not come into your vocabulary, Ronj?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
So I said Ronj.
No, I'm okay.
As long as he's surrounded by
I feel like
I'm
okay. Ron just thinking about quitting today.
I'm kind of getting
that vibe. Yeah, you get that same vibe.
I'm so done with this.
I'm wondering how many more minutes I have to talk to Andrew.
He's mad because I made fun of him. He's really,
so
he's really
32?
I
can make 32
minutes. You feel
like
you drew blood today?
Yeah, I got a sick burn on him and he's mad about it.
He does look a little disenchanted with the moment.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
People keep addressing him. He keeps going, me?
Me?
You're talking
about me? Yeah. You're talking about me?
When it's prefaced with his name.
Wait, me? What, right?
Whoever, if I hear it or not depends on who's saying it. Like, so if you address me, there's a good chance, Andrew, I'm not listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep trying.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
134 at DGS. Lest you think that on breaks we all go back into being normal. Ronji continued to refuse to answer to his name, and then Wheeler was showing Amy videos of the Wall of Death from metal
mosh
concerts.
Pit. Yeah, it's mosh pit. Yeah, it's awesome.
He's something else.
So you split everybody up that's in the pit, and they all go to each side, and then when the song drops, it looks like a scene from like Braveheart, you know, when the two armies clash. It's pretty cool.
Would you ever go into mosh pit, Amy?
No.
Can you imagine a mosh pit full of Amy's?
That would
be
the best.
Most uptight group of
gosh.
People in the history of the world.
So sorry.
One would have diarrhea, and the rest would be like, it's fine.
Just fine, this is normal.
It just happens.
Thin-lipped people looking down on each other.
Thin-lipped people.
That one got Wheeler.
It's specific and true.
It's great.
You're thin-lipped.
Well, I think judgy people tend to be thin like this.
I mean, I look like a Cabbage Patch doll, so I barely got any lips at all.
Yeah. I think in
you're
general.
You're like Angelina Jolie to me.
I think in general, like the thin-lipped, pinched face has always been like the judgy person in literature.
Mm. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Of course.
You see the rodent men, like Timothy. Yeah. I say it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Chalamet?
Chalamet and Jeremy White. Jeremy Allen White is that his name? The guy from The Bear.
Yes.
They did what?
They look like rodents.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was saying, yeah, they little
they're
rat
the hot
face.
Guys now.
Yeah. That's the new it thing.
Yeah,
little rat.
That's
yeah.
why I'm not as high as I used to be. I don't look like
you don't
a
look
rodent.
Like a rat.
Yeah.
I never. God. Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
I never heard
Adam
that before,
Driver's on that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the there
somebody
was a really,
joke that he looks like.
Yes, that's
like,
what I was about to say.
Like what?
Somebody drew Keanu Reeves from memory.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what he looks like. Exactly that's such
right.
a great joke.
That's a really yeah. good joke.
It could not be more accurate.
I love that one.
Yep.
You guys want the list of the 10 unhealthiest snacks on the planet?
Yeah.
Mm.
These are the kind of things we could get from E-Mart out there.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10. This is based on calories, fat content, so forth. Chewy Dips chocolate chip granola bars.
Those
now, that's
so
an
good.
Interesting one, yeah, because yeah, people because are probably thinking, oh, I'm being healthy. I'm
oh, granola,
protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twix, number 9.
Really?
I believe that.
Mm.
Twix. Twix are like my nemesis because I always like Twix will put weight on you, make you feel gross faster than it should.
Surely.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hostess Old Fashioned Donuts.
Oh,
I believe that.
We have those
that.
Out there right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Max Salt and Vinegar Pork Skins.
Can't say.
I wonder how sure. those are not healthy. I
can't
mean,
say
come
I have heard of those.
It's all natural.
Doritos Classic Nacho Cheese.
All right.
Little Debbie Swiss Rolls. That
uh-oh.
One, that hurts.
Yeah,
hurts
that was
my
mine.
Heart. Turtle Chex Mix.
You're just describing the bottom of my food pyramid. Like the very first.
Ritz Bits Cheese Sandwich Crackers.
Damn, that, those I, are good.
I can see
again,
that.
Yeah. That seems like the kind of thing that you grab mm-hmm. when you're like, I'm going to try to be a little.
Right?
No, that's literally my go-to, like, eh, this isn't that bad snack from the E-Mart.
Yeah.
The bag of-
Smucker's Goober Grape. You familiar with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm offended by the Goober brand.
Are you?
Yeah.
Flush it out.
Well, like, because it was initially, wasn't the Goober brand the peanut butter and the jelly in the same mm-hmm. jar?
Yeah.
I just, it's...
That's what Goober grape is. That's what
yeah,
he's describing.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's offensive.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was not the same texture as it when it's separate.
Begged for it.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thing, I don't know what they did to my dad in World War II, but he came out thinking everything was a personal affront.
Yes!
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they must have really been getting sick burns on each other, and I saw a commercial, and I'm like, oh, can I get that? And he's like, damn it, I didn't fight in the war, so you can have peanut butter and jelly together in one damn jar.
But that's how I feel.
We got peanut
he's
butter
so
and
right.
jelly already in the kitchen, kid.
I agree
my
with
dad
him
was
on that.
Thin- as well. So that's number 2, and the number 1, this is going to hurt you. This is probably my go-to. Like if I'm at the grocery store and I'm going to buy something bad, zebra cakes.
Oh.
The number 1 unhealthiest snack on the planet.
Cuz it's probably the most processed thing ever plus fat and sugar.
God, it's so good.
I don't know if I ever had those.
I'll bring you some.
Is that Little Debbie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We were a Little Debbie family, more than a Hostess family.
I that used to be something to be embarrassed of. And
really?
I really? Think,
yeah, because
oh.
Little Debbies were always cheaper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But now I think they're galactically better than Hostess. Mm.
Yeah, my favorite were the Swiss rolls. I loved the Little Debbie
frozen
Swiss rolls. Oh, I never did that. That was next level.
I like the fudge rounds.
Better that way.
Those
I don't
are my
see how any of those
weakness.
Things are far and away worse than the others. Like the
right.
Little
right.
Debbie this and a Little Debbie Swiss roll. They're all the same, but just
right.
packaged differently.
Yeah,
different
colors.
Yeah.
So, Rach, tell us about the protests going on in Paris.
Okay, so is it is it pronounced the Seine?
Yes, the Seine.
The Seine River. So they're using it for the Olympics, and this is where the Olympians are going to have to swim, and everyone's like, it's too dirty, you can't swim there. So I guess, like, some people in government are going to swim in the river
yeah,
to
the
prove
mayor of
that
Paris,
it's clean.
We have and Emmanuel Macron is supposed to do it, too.
We have some audio if you want to.
Okay, yeah, hit it.
The coup protest in Paris is happening tomorrow, and this is what the Seine looks like today. The government has spent over €1 billion trying to clean the Seine before the Paris Summer Olympics that start in 1 month, and it's not working. So Parisians have set up a website telling everyone to go poop in the Seine tomorrow on June 23rd, which is when President Emmanuel Macron and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo both said they'd go swim to prove it's clean. The website even has a calculator so that people who live far from Paris can know when they need to poop in the river for it to flow down to Paris at noon tomorrow. But even today, without the poop, the Seine looks awful. It's even more green in person, and I saw people dumping garbage into into it. Apparently, they've done multiple tests and the level of bacteria in the scent is 3 times higher than other open water swimming events allow. However, the Olympic Committee says there's no reason to doubt the swimming events for the Olympics won't take place in the scent this summer, and they're confident the swimmers will be able to use it. So, I don't know.
Did you swim in it?
She says poop cuter than anyone I've ever.
She's like, it's pretty adorable. Like,
I see. I would even rather swim in. I would rather swim in a poop-filled river than talk like this all the time.
Yeah,
because it almost made me want to go throw myself in the river.
I didn't like the way she said it. She spelled it P-E-W-P.
Yeah, it's like P-poop. Beep.
So they were supposed to do this yesterday, but it got postponed. They are now pooping in the river next week, I believe. So that's what's going on.
The big complaint is that they're. The people have been complaining about the Seine and how dirty it is forever, and they've done nothing about it. Now they're trying to do it last minute for the Olympics because they're trying to hold swimming like events in the Seine, and it's like you heard her say it, but I read more into it. Like the E. coli levels and all of the bacteria levels are 5 times higher than are allowed by any triathlon or any competition. And people are like, you're not fixing that in a couple weeks.
Remember the Rio Olympics? They did the same thing. The water was disgusting.
Yeah, people got sick from it.
Yes, because there was raw sewage in the river in Rio. Yeah.
And why are they going to the bathroom in it? What are they trying to prove?
Yeah, to like discourage the officials from swimming in it to prove that it's clean.
So what they're protesting is how dirty the water is by pooping in the water?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're mad that more isn't done in general to keep it from being that way. And that they're putting on this facade for the Olympics. And they're like, see, I'll swim in it. It's so clean. Like all those people that drink water from like Flint, like I'll drink the water, and then it's not really from Flint. It's like from bottled water that they stole somewhere. They're mad about the whole show of it, and this is their means of trying
Okay. And you have a Taylor Swift update?
Oh my gosh. Did you guys see over the weekend that Travis Kelce performed in the Eras Tour?
In a top hat.
In a top hat.
I thought it was sweet. What a sweet moment.
Oh, Chris. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
She's been talking about it all day.
I can't stop watching video of it on Twitter because people keep posting it. And it's just, I don't know why it bothers me so much. I can't articulate why I'm so mad.
Because you hate love?
It's not that. That's not love. That's just, it's just attention
seeking.
She's
unfamiliar with Ultimate Connection.
Yeah.
Oh, it bothers me so much.
I know, Rachel. It's so stupid.
It's so cringy. Yeah.
Why is he carrying her?
I know.
Well, that's what's sweet about it.
Because she's a maiden in distress and she doesn't have $1 billion.
Like, yeah, she looks like she's passed out.
He's supposed to be acting now.
Oh, yeah?
Ugh.
If his acting in that is any indication.
Yeah, he didn't do the best job.
No.
I mean, I'm sure he only did like one rehearsal or something.
And now she has beef with Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters?
Yeah, I was
watching.
So Dave Grohl was performing, I guess, over the weekend, too. And he said that they like to call the Foo Fighters tour the Errors tour because they actually perform live.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And people are like, oh, he's taking a swipe at
back.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was like... like Andrew and Ranji.
Did she say, no, we really do perform live and don't lip sync?
She said, actually, we perform 3.5 hours every night live. So,
does she sing
take
for real?
Shot at him. I don't know. I really mean, they perform,
but
yeah.
It's also hard to sing, I would think, when you're dancing the way that they do.
I have always understood that Taylor does like perform live, right?
Yeah.
I always thought she did, too.
Yeah, that's how I was always led to believe.
What's that?
That she performs live. That she does...
I think she does. Because I know like she'll do what other artists have done. They'll sing through their concerts live, like on the treadmill while walking or trying to jog, because that would simulate the heart rate of dancing.
I got respect for anybody that'll do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know you, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Scott Warman coming up at 2:30. Let's kick it around about the Cardinals amongst ourselves. So what was our... We have the best record in the National League during last, like, month?
Since May 12th.
Nice.
So it's actually more like 5-6 weeks.
Very nice.
Yep, 24-11 since May 12th, which is super fascinating because we've talked about it a million times. You haven't had Contreras during any of that run, and he was your best hitter before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Arenado and Goldschmidt still aren't very good.
Yeah.
Like, they're not anywhere near their normal levels of production, and yet...
Was Arenado out yesterday because of the...
No, it's a different... It's the other arm, I think. I think it was his left forearm that was bothering him yesterday. But that's just kind of... They're such a weird and interesting team because for a long time, it was just like, what's happening? Why is this as bad as it is, right? They're 9 games under 500. Nobody's hitting. Why is it this bad? and then they lose Contreras. You still don't get much from your big stars, but now 5-6 weeks later, you're two games over 500. You're the second wild card team. You have the best record in baseball since May 12th, and I don't know. They're weird.
So
they're weird.
Do we believe we're going to be even better given the fact that we're missing so many guys right now?
I mean, it seems rational to say, and I didn't even mention that Nootbaar's been out for a bunch of that time. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like a rational thought to say, in a few weeks, you know, we give Contreras a little warm up time. Like, hey, I doubt he's going to jump in and be. He may be back today, by the way. But if he's, I wouldn't think he's going to jump right in and just be what he was before. But it's not that difficult to look ahead 2 weeks and think, well, okay, now Contreras is back, and Nootbaar's getting close. Apparently, he's getting ready to go on a rehab assignment here in the not-too-distant future.
Did Paez move ahead of Herrera on the depth chart?
Well, Herrera got hurt, so. No, defensively, yes. Herrera had been hitting really well when he got hurt, so the timing for Contreras being back would be pretty good because they need the offensive boost.
But, I like Paez.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think it's crazy at all to think that we haven't even come close to seeing what they're capable of. But keep in mind, too, the expectation preseason was this should be a team that contends for the division title, right? And that's what they say.
Well,
so
yeah,
that's what the team says about themselves. But
right now they're a wild card, and it's everything that's happening now. A lot of it has to do with the fact that the league itself is not all
the
that
National
good.
League stage,
National
yeah.
League's not good. Every team except for two have a legitimate playoff chance right now. And I mean by within a couple of games of a playoff spot.
So even after getting swept this weekend, I think the Giants are only 2.5 out of a playoff spot, and they're the last of those teams.
Yeah. So it's not, I mean, it's if you just want them to get to the postseason and then we'll see what happens, then they're in really good position for that. Right?
I don't think Milwaukee is necessarily a lock to keep up their level of performance, though. They've lost a ton of pitching. So they're going to be on fumes with guys that they got guys filling in as spare parts that have done pretty well, but can they do it all year? And their lineup is due for a little bit of regression at some point. I mean, I think the Cardinals are 5 out of the division, but they were 9 out of the division a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like that division is out of hand either, and I don't think Milwaukee is a lock to keep it up at this level. They're good, though. They're a really smart organization. They find a way to get the most out of what they have. And, you know, give them credit for that. But I've been listening to a couple of different national baseball guys who are thinking that they're due for something to bring them back down to the rest of the pack.
I always wonder about them because before every season starts, at least the last few years, I've thought, it's just the Brewers aren't that good.
Yes, every
and
year.
And then here they are.
And they're there
they're
every
in first
year.
Place. Or they're fighting for first place at the end of the year. They're always there.
Yeah. Like, as an example, like Josh Hader's gone. They traded him a couple years ago. Devin Williams, St. Louis kid, took over, one of the best closers in the National League. He hasn't pitched this year, and they got some random guy that you probably never heard of, Trevor McGill, who's been one of the best closers in the National League. And they just seem to do this every year.
Do we have one of the best performing pitching staffs in baseball right now?
In the month of June, yes. In the month of June, like top 5 or 6 in ERA and top 2 or 3 in some of the more advanced measurements that are measuring more the quality of contact against you as opposed to, like, bad luck, mm-hmm. right? Your ERA includes, like, if you give up a bloop double. Well, the expected numbers would say, like, okay, but you're going to get credit for the bloop double because you got soft contact. You did a good job. So in those measurements, expected numbers and fielding independent numbers, they're actually one of the top 2, 3, 4 pitching staffs in baseball this month. Sonny Gray's been amazing. I don't know why there's, like, a weird thing. Like it seems like he's got a cap of around 80, 85 pitches. Like, that's about it, and he's coming out after that no matter what. But that could also be a strategy to keep him healthy and performing later in the year. Well, I'm okay with it. The problem has been that it's put a lot on your three best relievers.
See, I don't think he'd have gone nearly as far as he did yesterday had he not had the no-hitter going.
I mean, he came out with 80 pitches after 7 innings, which is phenomenal, by the way. When you're averaging, like, 11 pitches an inning, that is really phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been so good. The only downside to that type of limit is you're not scoring a lot, right? So you're not going to have a 7-2 win typically when he's pitching. So when he's pitching, you're up 2-1, you're up 3-2, which means you're going to have to go to Kittredge and Romero and Helsley in those games. And the worry is not him, it's that those guys might wear down. And I think we're already seeing it with Romero. He's not been very good lately.